Autism is a disorder that you find everywhere. It cuts across boundaries. It does not respect the level of development of any country. So it is found everywhere in Africa. The only snag has been to distinguish between autism and other mental illnesses. There has been a tendency to confuse two, but studies are now available to show that autism is a standalone disability on its own, which should not be confused with other mental illnesses.
As a young person, when you lived in Africa or when you go back home now, do you come across a lot of people who have autism, and what is your reaction? How does that make you feel?
There are several people with autism. The societies back in Africa are yet to understand what this disease is, so there is a lot of work that needs to be done in terms of creating awareness, so that people don't think that this is a case of a person with just a simple mental problem, or who has been bewitched, or there is a misfortune in the family. There is a tendency for people who do not understand this disease to understand it along those lines, which is very, very unfortunate. But good enough, studies have been made and awareness is being created.
It's interesting. You said a lot of people don't exactly know what autism is. When it comes to this, do you think they accept it? Is it considered a stigma?
Well, there's still a lot of stigma around it. There's no doubt about it. And you will find families feel that they have a misfortune. That's why they have a relative. And that's very unfortunate, because if you have stigma around a person who is autistic, it means you cannot care for that person properly. And so what some of them do is to keep such people indoors or away from the public because they don't want them to be seen, which is very, very, very unfortunate. This is a disease whose cause is not yet known. It's not yet established. And there is no specific treatment, but support services do exist. And there is evidence that people who have been cared for have improved and become part of the general society.
A lot of the symptoms of autism could include a lot of depression, and all these come under issues of mental health. What is the situation of mental health in Africa?
The situation in Africa has been that a lot of attention has hitherto been paid to infectious diseases. And so diseases outside that arena, including diseases of lifestyle now, are issues that are beginning to attract a lot of attention. So we are looking at a situation where we should have more numbers of mental health professionals, doctors that can assist our people. But most or more important is the creation of awareness, because in most of Africa, there has been a tendency to think that to be mentally ill does not just simply come by. It's as a result of either a bad omen or people being bewitched. So this is why I talk about creating awareness being more important than anything else. Because once you have created awareness, people will seek medical attention.
What can the UN and other world organizations do in Africa, in particular with respect to creating this awareness?
Well, creation of awareness really is something that the countries can take up themselves. It's something that they can commit themselves to do. If there are good practices in a certain member state, then we try to learn from that member state. That's how the UN can become very, very, very useful here. But really, the policies in a particular member state are very, very important. I don't think that there is any government that would not want to create awareness among their people, because in the long run, it is cheaper to prevent, and you cannot prevent unless your people are aware.